Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, with His mercy, with His grace and His blessings, which He has given a lot of to us, and He has given us this month of Ramadan, this great month of Ramadan, and with the health and ease He's allowed us to participate, and with His fadl and His karam, with His mercy, Allah Ta'ala has given us the ability to implement good deeds. With every deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attached two things, or kept two things. One is nur, and one is barakah. Nur and barakah. Whenever an individual does a good deed, a good action, doesn't matter how much so-called small a deed it is, but we will see that if it is for the sake of Allah, to react to Allah Ta'ala's order, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, to this extent, if a person even shakes another person's hand with this intention that Allah will be pleased with what I am doing, and whilst he's shaking hands doing musafa, he doesn't see, is this person my enemy or who is this person? Just Allah Ta'ala's pleasure is the objective. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this good deed creates nur. Allah Ta'ala creates an effect. And with the nur comes barakah, blessings as well. So both things are very important. Nur, enlightenment, spirituality, light, you can say, good feeling emotionally, and Allah's pleasure. So Allah Ta'ala has hidden these things in all the good deeds. Allah Ta'ala has hidden the reward for all good deeds. But when you do a good deed, you get the reward. It becomes a reward. Like it's mentioned in the Quran and the Hadith, it becomes existing. It exists, but Allah Ta'ala has not made it zahir. The zahir will be shown to the individual after death, the apparent physical form, the reward. But some people, poor souls, because they start doing actions, amal, with a lot of passion, with a lot of desire, interest, and then they say, I can't see anything, I can't realize anything, I can't feel anything, and slowly they leave the amal, the deeds. Rather, it is the big fadl of Allah, the big blessings of Allah, that even a small deed, Allah Ta'ala, a so-called small deed, Allah has given tawfiq, ability for us to practice it. And as I said, every good deed breeds barakah. Now, we are in Ramadan. So the good deed in Ramadan and the barakah, how are they related? And how do they get distributed in Ramadan? Different days, we have different nights. In the days, Allah has different moments in the day. For example, of the morning, the afternoon, and the evening. And these are all the times of the day that change. So Allah's hikmah, wisdom, that with every moment, every hour, upon the good deed, Allah Ta'ala has set aside different feelings, different emotions, different nur and barakah in the different times of the day and night. For example, if you do dhikr in the morning, there will be a different feeling, a different spirituality. If you do dhikr in the afternoon, different feeling. After asr, a different feeling. After maghrib dhikr, different feeling. In the same way, different places, if you do dhikr, then you'll get different reaction, reward. For example, we've just prayed salah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, may Allah Ta'ala accept that we'll get 27 times more reward because we prayed salah in congregation in the masjid. If Allah gives extra mercy in Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala lifts us up and takes us to Baytul Haram in the next to the Kaaba, then we'll get 100,000 times reward, same salah, isn't it? So this is Ramadan, alhamdulillah, the good deeds that person does in Ramadan, then they multiply, all the rewards multiply further, then there's more nur, more taqwa, and then it gets to the level of 700 times multiplied. So in this, a person should not be lazy, negligent, and totally, no, there should be no laziness in earning good deeds, good rewards, in reward for good deeds. And also the another hikmah in the reward for the good deeds, especially in the month of Ramadan, is that the rest of the year, the barakah travels with us. If we do good deeds, there will be nur and barakah as a result. So with this, alhamdulillah, if we do a good deed, then the rest of the year, that good deed, the barakah will travel with us and the nur will travel with us. So in this, we should not be lazy, we should not be negligent, we shouldn't be have the qualities of a ghafil, who's unaware. Always, every second, every moment, we should be trying to do a good deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to this extent that if in this month, Somebody even gives another person a date to break the fast, there'll be bakhshish and forgiveness in that as well. What a great, great blessing. So great targheeb Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Great method that Allah Ta'ala in this month wants to give us the tawfiq to do reward, good deeds so we can get more reward. In the same way, dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. Now dhikr, when a person does dhikr subhanallah, then with dhikr a noor is created. And barakah also is created. Now the noor of dhikr that Allah Ta'ala creates is such, the noor of dhikr, is that when that noor comes out, when that noor develops, when it results due to the deed, then that noor stays with that person. The noor stays with that person. So when a person does a good deed, it develops noor. And that noor stays with that person, that light, that spirituality, enlightenment. And the speciality of dhikr is that if when a person does dhikr, which results in noor, then that noor prevents a person from doing sins. That's why the dhikr in the morning is very afdal and great. There's a lot of reward that a person does dhikr after fajr. Because when a person does dhikr in the morning, then Allah Ta'ala will develop noor as a result of that action. And when that noor is developed and created, then the whole day he has to pass the day. And see how Allah Ta'ala has prepared things for us. But we don't understand these things. We don't think these things. We don't realize. We think, oh, it's difficult. It's a burden for me. Oh, it's hard for me to do dhikr. How can I do this? Oh, servant of Allah. Every action that Allah Ta'ala has given is for our benefit. What benefit is there that Allah Ta'ala wakes us up in the morning, makes us go to pray fajr, and then we have to do dhikr? Is this benefit for Allah? No, it's for us. Big benefit. Fine, we pull ourselves together, we come, we break our nafs, we oppose our nafs, we wipe our eyes, and we sit down. We just sit down in dhikr. Even if it's hard for us and we do dhikr of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala says that I create a noor as a result of that dhikr that you do in the morning. What will that noor do? That all day long, that noor, that light, that spirituality will stay with that person, the dhakir. And the first effect is that when the noor is with a person, then it saves him from sinning, from committing the sins. Such a feeling is created in the heart that that person stops doing the sin, ceases to sin. And where those sins that we were going to do, but you'll see the person who does dhikr in the morning and the ghafil, look at the difference in the lives of the two people. There will be a difference in both people's lives. You'll see that. That if you do dhikr in the morning on one day and you remember Allah and then you start your day. And then the other next day you start the day without dhikr and you'll see a big difference in the 2 days. You will feel like you are not alive the second day, that when you don't do dhikr you don't feel good, you'll feel bad, etc. And this noor, when a person does dhikr in the morning, number one effect was it ceases, stops a person doing sin. The speciality of the noor is that, number two, is that it won't leave you. As it's with you, as long as it's with you, it will multiply, increase. And that noor of that dhikr that you've done that specific day and time, that noor will continue, multiply, increase during your life, and it will go into the grave with you. Everything else in the world will leave us, but the noor of dhikr will go with us into the grave. And when that noor goes into the qabr, tell me, then where will the darkness come from? Will the darkness come in the grave? Of course not. And the speciality of noor is that as the noor of dhikr saves that person from sin in the world whilst that person's alive, then alhamdulillah in the grave it will save the person from the adab, the punishments. Whenever the punishment comes to punish him, the noor will create a barrier between that person in the grave and the punishment. It will not allow that person to be punished. He'll live a very comfortable life in his grave, alhamdulillah, if he is doing dhikr of Allah regularly in the world. And when that person will come out of the grave, because noor will stay with that person, then on the day of Hashar, noor will show an effect that the whole of mankind will be amazed. Like this hadith I have communicated with you previously, that those faces that will shine and glow, when they come out of the graves, the dhakirin, the noor will be with them still. Somebody will come out of the qabr in a difficult way, somebody will be in difficulty, struggling, and different scenes have been explained in the hadith, and jinnat will grab a person, somebody will come out in a struggling way with punishments in different ways and forms and appearances due to the amal, the deeds, due to the punishments, subhanAllah. And some people will come out of the grave, their faces will be glowing and shining like the moon on the 14th night, and they will be glowing at that time when they come out of the grave, and the noor will be amazed that who is this person, and will realize that these are those people who used to do the dhikr of Allah in the world. So that is where the face will glow. On the plane of Hashr, I explained the hadith that when a person will reach there, what will happen to people on the day of Hashr? Such events will take place on the day of judgment, on the plane of Hashr. But there will be one group of people, what will be their condition? That their faces will be glowing, and the space that they will be given on the day of judgment, plane of judgment, not even a king gets a place in the world, the beautiful place and seated that they will be in the first stage of the hereafter. On the day of judgment, there will be thrones laid out for them, decorated with rubies and pearls, and there will be a shade on top of them, alhamdulillah. And other people will be drowning in their sweat, and there'll be no sweat, not even a drop of it, on the dhakirin. And they'll be sitting on their thrones, comfortable, and their faces will be glowing like the moon on the 14th night. And everyone on the plane of judgment will be proud or envious, and they'll say, "Who are these people?" And Allah will say, "These were those people who listened to me. They used to love my dhikr, my remembrance. They used to do the dhikr of Allah." So when such a maqam, such a station will be attained, tell me, when these people will then get to paradise after that, tell me what will be the maqam then? What will be the status then? So my friends, it is a very great month and opportunity. The quality of this month of Ramadan is that whichever person does a good deed in this month, a good deed, a pious deed, and everyone tries. Everyone's doing something. Everyone's trying to do a good deed. So Allah Ta'ala, He allows a person to do different amal, different deeds, good deeds. So the dhikr of Allah, we should take hold of it, grab hold of it with regularity, morning and evening especially, do the dhikr of Allah. And I've just told you some lightweight rewards. You can say just a few rewards for dhikr of Allah. But the barakah of fasting is that the rest of the alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that person used to the amal, that action, and he gets the reward. So what we need to do is the dhikr of Allah. We need to do it regularly, alhamdulillah. And in the morning we should do dhikr of Allah. In the morning. And we should do dhikr of Allah in the evening. And whilst we are walking and moving around during the day, we should do dhikr of Allah. The more dhikr we do in abundance, the more kathir dhikr we do, the more the strong and big the noor will be that we will attain. So this is a big ni'mah. Big reward of Allah. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. I'm grateful to Allah that Allah Ta'ala has given us a very big, big mercy of His, a big grace and blessing of His, that He has taken us towards His remembrance, and especially He's given us this majlis, this gathering. And Alhamdulillah, this is all the fadl and karam of Allah. I don't have the strength, nor do you have the strength, nor do I have the capability, nor do you have the capability. We should be grateful to Allah, extremely grateful. We don't know, we may become ill soon, or we could become busy in some other actions. We don't know, a disaster or calamity may come into our life. We're fine now, we may not be tomorrow. Allah's karam, mercy, totally fine and free from all of the problems of world. Allah Ta'ala's us to His remembrance. And in such a time, look at this time when a person is lazy. Often whenever there's a priceless time or valuable time, then shaitan comes with strength. This is the time of negligence at the moment and laziness, and at this time shaitan makes a person ghafil, lazy. So Allah Ta'ala at that time of ghaflat and laziness has given us the tawfiq that we are doing His dhikr. We're sat in the masjid in His home, and time is close, iftar is close, and although Allah Ta'ala in every second and moment of the day He accepts the du'as, but this is the special time for the acceptance of du'as after Asr, before iftar. And as the time moves closer to iftar, there will be increase in the acceptance of the du'as. So as we do dhikr of Allah and remember Allah, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, these precious deeds and rewards we will start to attain. So what's the issue? 6 days have passed, seventh day today. Ask yourself in your heart and make a promise, like a pact with firmness, that okay, look, the time's passed, but at least the rest of this month, and the month is going to finish. 6-7 days have gone, a quarter of it's gone. So 13, 14, 20, 25 days that are left. That let's make a habit. I'm going to make a habit that I will do dhikr. I will sit in the majlis of dhikr in the morning and in the evening. I will in the morning and in the evening. And the whole of the day, the barakah will come, inshallah. So in the evening, we have this majlis in this masjid. So try to come, reach here, arrive here, sit down, listen. Even if you feel lazy, don't feel like it, doesn't matter, sit down. No, the rest of these days of this month, 23 days, I have to do dhikr, alhamdulillah. And get your laziness away. And whoever makes effort for coming, remember this point. Whoever comes from this locality, you'll get that much reward. Whoever comes a little bit from further away, he'll get more reward. And the person who comes from further away will get that much reward. Remember this point, that Allah Ta'ala gives extra reward for extra effort. So if you leave your busy life, then you'll get more reward. So there is no excuse, there should be no reason that I cannot come. No. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, the ability that we can sit in this majlis. Ameen.